The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. This NFL Strength of Schedule and FCS College Football Championship edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is home to the best Ball Mania 2 contest where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. We're also brought to you by Odds Jam. Odds Jam is the betting tool every sharp bettor needs, bringing you the latest prices and presenting the best betting opportunities. Dominate the marketplace with Odds Jam. Use promo code SGP and get 5% off. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Odds Jam.
Hi, this is Merrill Hodge, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Sean, we're in mid-season form. It's football. Leading up to a weekend. Let's effing. I mean, it's one of these things, right? We were talking about it. Like, hey, should we talk more NFL on Friday?
Why not?
Is it okay to talk? Friday. Is it okay to talk more NFL on Friday?
Yes, it is okay. We are going to be.
You think the fans will be okay with it?
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. They'll get by. We're going to be talking National Football
League. 5 months away, 4 months away. What are we going to do?
Then we're going to be talking about college football, the FCS College Football Championship, where of course we're going to be crowning a winner in the FCS College Football Bracket Championship Challenge, something like that. We're giving away $500. We're going to have a winner. We're also going to have a winner again of the FCS college football spring season. All that's coming up. We're going to talk NFL strength of schedule, get into that. So much to talk about, so much to think about. Our NFL Week One lines, where we pick every NFL game against the spread, that is out.
Which, by the way, Sean, I am up to three games wagered already on May 14th, 2021.
Well, we're going to get to 16. I know it already. And as soon as the DFS prices are released, I'm going to spend time carving a different Millie Maker lineup for every NFL team. I can't wait. NFL is almost here, and by almost, I mean 4 months away. Doesn't mean we're not going to talk about
Sean, it. Sean, hold on. Mini camps are happening right now.
You're right.
So football is happening right now.
We got guys in shorts, in jerseys, without pads on. Football season is here. And of course, betting season is always here over at the sportsgamblingpodcast.com, SGPN, and winning season. It's all the time over at winbet.com, WYNNbet.com. Download the app today, head over there, get a special offer, a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Again, they got it all over at WinBet. Nice little parlay boost. WinBet, it's all about bringing the win experience from Las Vegas into the palm of your hands. WYNNbet.com. Head over there right now. Download the app today. Get in on the NFL action, win totals, futures. They got it all. Even the college football championship for the FCS. WYNNbet.com. Joining us on the line from the Sports Betting Dime, editor in chief, Matt McEwen. Matt, appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks for talking NFL with us.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, appreciate it. And I came across your article. We were talking a little bit as strength of schedule, when the schedule release happened. We already did our way too early. Week one NFL lines subject to possible change, but just reacting instantly, just chomping at the bit. And we always see those strength of schedule articles come out of, oh, this team has the easiest strength of schedule. And we've always kind of laughed some of those off because they, a lot of times, or at least the traditional way of breaking down strength of schedule was just to count up how many wins the team won the previous year. That obviously isn't a great way to do it. You wrote up a great article over at Sports Betting Dime, kind of you know, a new way to look at strength of schedule, and walk us through kind of your mindset there.
Yeah, that old method is so horrible, right? Like why did we let that fly for so long?
We didn't know any other way.
You know, so I agree with the guy. It's horrible. You know, at sportsbettingdime.com, we're really focused on the better, right? And I want to do things in different ways, break away from these, you know, somewhat ugly traditional methods and provide better metrics. And strength of schedule is one place where I have found a lot of value here. You know, as you guys said, things just change year to year, right? I mean, you're telling me right now that we should be looking at the 49ers as a 6-10 team this year? Like, I don't think so, right? Let's say Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers. Are we going to still consider them a 13 win team? There's no way, right? So I like to do this based off of NFL win totals. I think this is the most accurate method out there. You know, just playing around with this a few years ago, started kind of, you know, crunching some numbers like this, and things made a lot of sense in kind of the trial runs. And, you know, I kept kind of going a little further with it, and here we are. You know, I'm a few years into this now. We've experienced quite a bit of success with it. So, you know, basically all I'm doing here is I'm taking every team's opponents, adding up, taking the sum of their opponents' win totals. And of course, you know, the teams with the highest sums would have the toughest schedules. Teams with the lowest have the easiest schedules. So I much prefer this method over anything else I've seen. You know, of course, every method comes with its own flaws, but I find this one to be the most bulletproof.
I mean, Sean, who you want to trust, Chris Berman and Tom Jackson or Vegas on this one?
Well, I never want to besmirch the great name of Chris Berman, but yes, exactly. And a great example is my Philadelphia Eagles. If you look at the traditional win strength of schedule way of calculating it, they have the easiest schedule. But then if you look at the win total strength of schedule, it's still pretty good. But they're sitting at the 18th easiest instead of the easiest, which you have as the 49ers facing a 138.2 a projected win total based on their 2021 opponents. Some of the hardest teams according to win total strength of schedule: Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders have a murderous schedule.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
The Steelers, the Houston Texans, who I keep looking at that that win total line and kind of being a. We always like to look at going under on the highest win totals and taking the over on some of the lowest, just, you know, with the idea of like a lot of time it gets too inflated one way or the other. The Texans, I mean, the line, I've never seen it so low. Some places have it at 3.5 wins, and this is in a 17 game season.
Jesus.
But now you look at the win total that they're facing. I don't know, Teddy Bridgewater. We'll see, but it's really great to kind of check
Tyrod
this
Taylor,
out.
Please.
Sorry,
Sean, do not disrespect my man, Tyrod.
Tyrod. Now, one question that jumps out at me is like, what are some of the biggest, I kind of mentioned the Eagles as one as the weakest, but then only 18th. If you look at win total, are there a couple other outliers that they're, you know, you may think they have a easy win totals or sorry, easy win schedule, but when you look at the win totals, it's not so easy or vice versa.
You know what I've seen, you mentioned with the Eagles there, they were the big one that stood out. But yeah, like to be honest, the Texans were one that I've seen in some other models that people are saying don't have that difficult a schedule. And I'm not really sure where those numbers, like where they're gathering their numbers. Anyway, I look at the Texans like this is going to be tough. But Steelers were another one to me that stood out. This is, in my model, much you know, much more difficult than I've seen in other models. Those are kind of the ones that jumped out to me anyways.
It is surprising to see teams like the Raiders and teams like the Texans have like a clear disadvantage in their own divisions.
Well, yeah.
And some of that is obviously how good they are relative to their division, but it still doesn't make you feel good, right? Like as a Giants fan last year, walking into the year where a lot had to go right. And then you look at the schedule and it's like, Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah,
I'm out now. Just tap me in next year.
And if you're just kind of looking at it on the surface level, you think, oh, Texans, they were really bad last year. They were 4-12. They're going to have an easier schedule this year. But then when you look at the win total, it's just not there for a number of reasons. Now, kind of on the easy end of the schedule, like we said, 49ers, the easiest. Cleveland Browns, a close second there. Broncos are up there. And even the Tampa Bay Bucks, who they won the Super Bowl last year. You would think, okay, Super Bowl chance, they're going to have a hard schedule. According to the win total strength of schedule,
he's fixed. He's in with the NFL again.
They got Tom Brady's back. And they're 29th easiest schedule. That's pretty crazy. We've taken a look at we've been tracking the win total market. It seemed like between looking at the win totals pre-draft and then post-draft, it seemed like most teams kind of went up. Have you seen any sort of movement on the win totals at all regarding the schedule or even to that point, looking at this now win total strength of schedule, does that help you form any sort of opinion on maybe some of these win totals that you didn't think about coming into it?
Yeah. So a couple of the changes that I did notice made after schedule release, there were some books that had the Chiefs at 12. You know, their win total was just 12, which I'm saying just 12 because this is a team winning 13 games in a 16 game schedule. And you know, now you're adding an extra game and saying they're still only, you know, setting them at 12. So I've seen just about every book now move them up to 12.5, which, you know, I will say, I still think is too low for this team.
Yeah. I mean, it still means they have to lose four games and they can lose four games and still hit the over.
Yeah. It to me, like this Mahomes led team is just too good. And, you know, they've revamped the O-line. They stand out to me right now as, you know, someone who's not jumping out on my chart, but I do look at that win total and say, you know, this is just still too low. Another team that I saw move, the Bucks were one actually too. And, you know, I'm sure Tom Brady salivating over this schedule kind of drew in some money there, but they were at 11, same thing. They moved up to 11.5 now. I've seen the Titans move down to 9 at some books. So not a ton of big movement based off the schedule release, but some little bits where you're seeing some money come in, obviously. And, you know, after seeing the schedule get released, There are a couple teams to me that just have some really difficult stretches. You know what, I like to actually take this model too and break it into first half, second half as well. So, you know, now in this 17 game season, we don't
have, I know you can't have a nice even 8-8 and they mess up the quadrants as well.
I know it. For as much as we love this extra game, it is. No,
I know I'm torn too. Right? I love the idea of extra football. I love an extra week of betting fantasy DFS, but then my brain, when I'm going through,
screw you guys. I like symmetry.
I know. I like the nice, even an odd number schedule. It is kind of annoying. The 17.
Absolutely. So, you know, in breaking that, what I did here is I have just assumed, you know, I've taken the first 9 games as the first half of the season, last 8 games as the second half. But some teams that stand out here, specifically just, you know, for the difference in difficulty from one half to another, the Carolina Panthers have such an easy first half. And like, I'm talking like very, very easy. just from looking at their first half, the average wins, sorry, I've got the number here. They face like, it's like a 7-win team basically in throughout on average for their first 9 games. It's unbelievable. On the other side of it, you do have some teams with some, and again, sorry, just drawing back that Carolina bet there. Like what does this open up to me? Part of me is considering, and don't get me wrong, this is the Panthers, and this is why I'm still just considering it, and you know, still in a bit of a tough division there with Tampa Bay, and who knows what New Orleans is going to be this year, but I'm debating taking the Panthers right now to make the playoffs, and seeing if I can, you know, hedge that bet going the other way, you know, maybe after week 7, week 8 or so, once their schedule does start to get tougher. I mean, even if they were to open up, you know, something like 4-2, 4-3 or so, these odds make the playoffs swing so rapidly. They're so volatile week to week, right? So I might sprinkle a little bit there and just try to open myself up for an opportunity to hedge later in the season. But again, kind of considering that one because it is still the Panthers.
Sean, that's one of the things I've noted down because, you know, my New York football Giants, they end with 4 out of 6 on the road. And, you know, that same similar kind of concept, you might be able to get a price on that to make the playoff that you can then sell out or move your position out. Obviously, I won't because I'm a homer who's going all in this situation. But I will say that I do think there are the other side of that coin is also very intriguing. The idea of having a team that starts off that tough and then just has a bit of a cakewalk. Now, obviously, there's confidence and there's momentum and things of that nature. But that would be the market I would be looking here, because I think for the most part, the win totals are pretty efficient. The one team I think the book is out on is the Raiders. Like the Raiders to me truly moved a win just based on the schedule when it came out. And, but as we said, most other win totals and to make playoffs haven't really been adjusted too much. We've seen some steam come in on the good teams, right? The Bucks. When the world found out that the Bucks and the Chiefs catch the Giants at home on Monday Night Football, they said, "All right, let's move that win total out, up a half point." But I think that's the angle, right? Like, and I also think we can expect to have. I think there's a good chance we have win total bets after each week this year.
Well, yeah, and that's a market that I was going to kind of hop in there with as far as like talking overall NFL futures strategy. Normally, those markets really weren't available. They were tough to find as far as like each week an adjusted win total for the team. And that's why I depending on the options, I would probably lean the make or miss playoffs because that's going to be something that'll probably be updated. But you're right. I think just
I don't know how I feel about this because it becomes that thing where then you get all the analytics community telling you you might as well just play the mechanical part, you know, just play the wins out, just bet them every week.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I don't know, but I do think though, like I like that idea of analyzing the schedule and kind of identifying those teams that come out of the gates tough. And sometimes it can be non-schedule and injury related, like taking a look at how the Bengals start, considering that Joe Burrow might not be back
all
the way.
Or even our buddy Dakota Rain Prescott, the Cowboys, yeah. He's coming off a massive injury. I think the Eagles, again, not to make it all about the Eagles, but the Eagles have a very tough six first games, but then their schedule gets pretty easy towards the end. Even they actually have the late bye, the latest possible bye, week 14. And then they have,
it's a great example because it's the same situation the Giants were in last year, which is terrifying because if it starts bad, you know what the fans are going to do. It doesn't matter that the schedule gets easier.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part where you kind of have to look a little deeper into the situation. Like is the team established? Like the Saints, for example, could they handle starting off slow because it's explainable? Perhaps. Hopefully the Eagles start off 0-6.
And even to that point, I think after the Broncos game, November 14th, they don't travel really. I mean, they travel to the Giants and Jets and the Washington football team, but everything else is either at home or a bus ride. So kind of looking at that travel schedule, those are interesting. So the Eagles honestly definitely seem like a team. If you're looking at overall win total, make to miss playoffs, maybe you fade them early and then grab it late because they close out with a bye week and then three division home games, one division road game. So even if they're, and I'm doing the math in my head, like 5-8 or something like that, there's a, you could talk yourself into making a little run here with these division games at home and still maybe being in the mix for the playoffs. Matt, you also talk about not only like win total stuff or just overall strength of schedule, but how it impacts some of these other future bets. I know you kind of pulled some data on NFL MVP winners.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to jump back to one of your points there, guys, you mentioned the win totals. They actually were available all last season.
They were. Okay, nice.
Up until like week 15, 16, like they still had some available. We did. And again, I tracked that all year at sportsbettingdime.com. You can see the progression from week to week throughout the entire season. And same thing as the make miss playoffs. These are volatile. Like if, you know, take for example, the Indianapolis Colts last year, right? Who everyone was big fans of them coming into the season, Philip Rivers, right? And, you know, they stink up the joint week one, lose to the Jags, right?
Yep.
And their win totals dropped. They were as low as 8 after that week one loss, right? Where they had entered as high as about 9.5, 9 even, right? So they, again, very volatile. Like there's opportunity here to, you know, yeah, pick on these kind of all year. But yeah, like you were saying, you know, we track all these futures all year, you know, whether it be Super Bowl, down to divisional, win totals, make miss playoffs, and every player award, coach of the year as well in there.
I'm a fan of these pages.
Yeah.
It's good to see where things have come from, right? I was inspired to create my own NFL win tracker.
Yeah.
Sheet this season.
And shout out, you guys do a ton of deep stuff too. And I remember when we were doing a research for conference tournament for college basketball, you guys had some of the, some like really
first good, to market, baby,
really good breakdowns on some of these more. I know Colby would be, doesn't want me to insult these smaller schools and smaller conferences, but really, really have a ton of good deep stuff. So make sure you check it out over Sports Betting Dime. But yeah, sorry to get back to the NFL MVP. You had an interesting nugget, basically breaking out the regular season wins for the last 10 NFL MVPs is 12.8. Where did you kind of get that? I mean, obviously you got it from the one loss, but what do you think that helps you when you come to formulating your bets?
Well, you know, and I think this ties in strength of schedule here too, right? Like if you're not winning MVP with an 8 win, I guess now it's a 9-8 team is what we got to say. But you know, the MVP every year is generally the quarterback from the best team in the league, right? One of the best teams in the league. So yeah, you know, 12.8 wins on average over the last decade for the MVP. So, you know, I'm looking here and I've been doing this for the last couple of years, just picking out these teams with these easier schedules who, again, you know, like I said, I'm not taking the Carolina Panthers. I'm not taking Sam Darnold to win MVP just because the Panthers have an easy record. Doing this intelligently, looking at the win totals, then taking a look at the strength of schedule as well, trying to figure out who are the real contenders here, right? And for me this year, I have a really hard time betting against Patrick Mahomes. I know the price is very short, but I have a really hard time trying to stack up an argument as to why Patrick Mahomes will not win this award.
Yeah, and it seemed pretty obvious in the Super Bowl. Their weakness was the offensive line. They traded for another tackle. They seemed to address it in the draft as well, and just said, "Hey, our offensive line sucked. We got to get that figured out." And yeah, I mean, who's fading Mahomes right now?
I also like what I'm hearing in this is that maybe if I like a guy to win the MVP and I'm going to take that future, it's correlated to the win total, and I should also sprinkle a little bit on that team's win total. Perhaps a team that I know I'm going to be bullish on, the Atlanta Falcons. We've seen that win total go up, but if you think they're going to have one of those bounce back regression type, lost a lot of close game seasons, now they have a good offensive play caller. Could Matt Ryan be that dark horse? They would have, it sounds like they're going to have to get to like maybe 11, 12, 13 wins. So if, do you believe they can do that? Hey, that division again, Tom Brady almost lost to Taylor Heineke. Let's never forget that. Everyone's crowning these Bucks like, oh, look, they got an easy schedule. They're coming anyway. I
hear some correlated bets here and Arthur Smith in the offense. So I think they will still struggle with the defense to get the wins to keep them in the mix there for MVP and just, you know, in general there. But yeah, I mean, this is certainly a fun way.
Which, by the way, Kansas City over 12.5 is +130.
Yeah, you're getting plus odds.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, look at the Chiefs schedule, look at the win total that they're facing, and give me five losses on this Chiefs team. It's tough to get to.
Do you believe, like we've been told many times from friend of the program, Alex Crouch, that the water in Kansas City cures hangovers and they once again won't have a Super Bowl hangover?
I think they're gonna be the opposite. I think they're gonna have a chip on their shoulder from that bad loss. And again, what Mahomes had never lost, or how many one score or
when I saw
his losses that were more than one score, it was like crazy.
I'll be honest. We've been on a relative heater as a brand, Sean.
Yes.
It was a tough moment when I saw the schedule and the Giants have to go to Kansas City. And it's like, well, that's an automatic loss. Like what the fuck?
I mean, Kansas City at home, going to be so tough to beat. All right. Well, Matt, appreciate you calling in. And of course, make sure you go to Sports Betting Dime. Make sure you follow Matt on Twitter at @SBD_Matt. And give Sports Betting Dime a follow on Twitter as well at @SBD. Matt, appreciate the time and best of luck with the picks.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, best of luck this season.
Oh yeah, I want to shout out Underdog Fantasy. Man, so addicted to these best ball drafts. Got one going in right now. I'm on the slow draft. We've done a bunch of the 30-second drafts. Kramer streams some drafts. Best Ball Mania 2 is here, and you got a chance to win $1 million over at underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. Also want to shout out Odds Jam. That's right. Odds Jam is my jam. And if you're a sharp better, it should be your jam as well. They do the line shopping for you, finding the best price. Again, very simple. Just fire up the Odds Jam app, show you where to, and you know, whatever betting market you're in, Odds Jam can help you out. Dominate the marketplace with Odds Jam. Even finds you some arbitrage opportunity where you can bet both sides, guaranteeing yourself a profit. That wasn't enough. You can get 5% off when you use the promo code SGP. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam. ODDSJAM. Joining us in studio, Colby Dant, aka the Danta Base, here to talk FCS football.
There's some video magic there. He just appeared.
Only one game.
Poof.
Only one game. All right, and then I start my countdown. I think it's what, like 106 days. So I mean, by the time this game's played, it'll be what, I think 104 days until more college football.
Dry.
Just yeah.
Colby, are you planning on doing a game preview for every, or a team preview for all the college football teams?
All 130 teams, and if you're real swift, you might check out a few FCS ones that might get in there too, man.
Wow. So,
wait, yeah. No, you're not.
Yeah.
This was not approved.
Yeah.
Which FCS?
Look, imagine previewing 132 teams ago, and you know, yeah. I feel like we haven't covered the sport enough.
Yes. And look, me and Sean were talking. We know your record was horrible, Kramer, but we think we're going to do a show next year as well for FCS. All right. So we're going to get you the Phil Steele catalog and everything. All right. Study up.
Keep the FCS heat going. Okay. What?
Sean likes downloads too much for that to be a reality.
The F line is also open. If you missed the sketch that we put out, check it out at Gambling Podcast. But the F line is open anytime, day or night, between now and when the FCS College Football Championship kicks off. Call the F line 323-561-3052 to talk college football with the database.
Throw that in your phone too, just to see what happens when your wife finds
yes.
it.
Yes.
And if you called me last week,
Jake from State Farm,
who is this F line you've been calling at 1 a.m.
And if you called me last week, I my bad. I didn't pick up. I thought it was a bill collector.
Well, and I'll say this: if anyone's filling out an application where they have to leave an emergency contact. And you know, not for like a real thing where you might get injured, but if you're like, you know, sometimes you're at a gym and they make you leave an emergency yeah. contact, like, you know, I always leave 911 as my emergency contact because, I mean, really, if I collapse at the gym, do you want to call my wife? No, yeah. call the fucking yeah. ambulance.
It's a non-emergency contact.
So if you're signing your kid,
you don't, wait, hold on, you really write 911?
Yeah. Why? People, yeah.
No, I've never thought to.
That's my emergency contact.
I would. I guess I'm implicitly assuming that people understand to call 911 first, well, and then my emergency contact.
I mean,
but I like your bluntness to let them know.
Once I come to or am alive, I can call my wife. She's not gonna. What is she gonna cut me open and find?
So wait, if you fall into a coma, they don't call her, so she has no idea for a couple weeks. She thinks, you know.
Yeah,
she'll be fine. She's gonna think you left her.
Assume I'm watching. You know, 1990 Eagles game on YouTube against the Dolphins at the office.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I'm encouraging people. If you send us in a photo of you listing the F line 323-561-3052 as your emergency contact, we'll hook you up with a free T-shirt.
Definitely, definitely.
I just want to get a call.
That works for if you're signing your kids up for youth football too. You know, like yep. we saw that.
It's the Podesta yeah. local youth football organization. We're calling to validate a volunteer application.
Yeah. Or if you want us to, and give us a heads up, maybe we're a job reference.
Yeah.
You're trying to get an apartment. We could be a former landlord. We're here to help you guys. F line is open.
F line is open. We run the triple option.
Can the F line sponsor a youth sports team potentially?
Yeah. I'm sure they want that. The F line written all over their jerseys.
The Little Oakland Athletics brought to you by the F line.
All about it.
The Oakland Fs. All right, let's talk about it. FCS college football. Also, we will be giving away $500 cold hard cash. It is down to two. It's basically down to two contestants, right, Colby? Where are we at?
Yeah. So we just have
stall Colby. I'm working for you over here.
No, we got Sam Houston State. Go Bearcats is number one, 21 points. He's in the lead. And then we got Matt in second place. What was his last name again?
Vazer.
Yes. Matt Vazer. I think those are the only two. Cause
well, actually I think I might've screwed up Cole because they both have Sam Houston State. Yeah. Keith actually has 19 with South Dakota State. So there will be one after this. It will either be our own very own. I mean, who knew we have a D-gen, also a Sam Houston State fan. Almost feels like this was destiny for the Sam Houston team to go on this run. And then Keith on the South Dakota side, kind of feel like South Dakota State is the Darth Vader in this matchup. Mm. They are the bad guy,
evil empire,
the powers from the Dakotas.
But look, if South Dakota State wins, he gets 4 points. That means he wins.
Yeah.
So we got three people there.
Well, no, two, because Sam Houston State wins. The other guy can't pass. Go Bearcats.
You're right.
Go Bearcats locks it up.
Sorry, Matt,
which is pretty horrible because you know, I there's nothing worse than losing in your heart and then losing in your what do we call it nowadays? Dudes don't have wallets anymore; they have like purses.
Your BTC, your BTC wallet.
Yeah, we'll just go with crypto wallet.
All right, recap the Final Four. Delaware got destroyed. South Dakota State, not even a game. South Dakota State, that? Way too physical. 33-3.
Delaware went up 3-0 too. First two drives, I was like, oh yeah, we got this before Henderson went down. But I'll be honest, even if Henderson, you know, his mobility was key, but at the same time, that O line and that D line were getting fucked up by the Jackrabbits. They would have lost. They could have had Jerry Rice playing wide receiver for Delaware. They would have lost.
And the brain trust over at Dr. Pepper thinking, wow, we look pretty smart. This playoff resulted in one crappy game in the Final Four as well. So yeah, I mean, but God, I watched the highlights because I was like, all right, these guys are gonna make fun of me.
Well, the next game was one of the best games.
But Delaware,
calling it an all-timer.
It turns out Delaware, I shouldn't have listened to you.
Oh,
really? They weren't up to the challenge from the Dakotas.
Colby's Blue Hens got put in the shed.
Blue Hens, they made it close,
out behind the woodshed. Got their heads chopped.
What was it? Plus 2,500. Got to the final four. You know what I mean?
James Madison was a 1.5 point favorite, a road favorite, as they went down to Huntsville, Texas, against Sam Houston State. Got out to a 24-3 lead in the fourth quarter. The game seemed over.
It happened in like five plays.
Nobody circles the wagons like Sam Houston State pulled out a miraculous, insane victory.
They got 21 points in like five or six plays. It was really unbelievable. Like
it did remind me. I mean, the only game you can compare it to is Bills Oilers in that play.
Yeah,
it's another playoff game where it was
just the
and I think that was actually 35-3.
Yeah. I mean, but this one
that was no 2 point conversions either. That was free 2 point conversion. You forget, and that was like an entire second half. This happened like in the fourth quarter.
Can we talk about like Sam Houston State has just the golden horseshoe up their ass?
Yeah.
I mean, like some of those breaks, like the kick that went deep and bounced back towards the you know where you're kicking off.
Sometimes
that rarely
sometimes
happens,
you know.
Well, and then this brings us to the game. South Dakota State is a 5.5 point favorite. Sam Houston State getting the 5.5, total sitting at 47, neutral field, Frisco, Texas, 50% chance of rain. I keep going back forth in my head, handicapping this
neutral
because
field?
Outdoors, yeah, baby,
neutral football. Field, outdoors, real football. Part of me wants to think, oh, Sam Houston State, that was their Super Bowl. This was a dramatic, emotional, almost like the same thing in the national championship game for basketball. And this is just going to be a letdown spot for Sam Houston State. But Sam Houston State keeps winning like this. Like this game was a bit of an outlier, but it hasn't been an outlier as far as their season. Like they've had a number of games, and even the North Dakota State game, like games they probably should have lost.
Monmouth's receiver drops the ball in the end zone. If he scores and they make an extra point, they lose. I mean, like this team, yes, they played good at spurts in all three games, but man, they've just had some real
hot and cold moments. But they keep figuring out ways to win. 9-0, South Dakota State 8-1.
JMU's kicker hadn't missed a field goal all year.
Yeah,
until that.
Sometimes you just have it all coming together. What would scare me, and it is the classic, matchup of the finesse team of Sam Houston State versus the power physical style of South Dakota State. Although Sam Houston State, interesting nuggets, they haven't allowed an opposing 100-yard rusher in their last 20 games. Their run defense is pretty strong. Of course their pass game has really been nice. Schmidt is just putting up 300-yard games left and right. They got the receiver Jaquez Azard. He's averaging 26.9 yards per catch with 7 touchdowns. That's insane.
And believe it or not, that average Ezard, by the way, but I think he was getting about 32 yards a catch a couple weeks ago. So that average went slightly down. Still unbelievable. And this guy was really the real catalyst in this comeback. He had about an 80 yard punt return for a touchdown. And that was, you know, kind of what started that momentum. But another thing is special teams. You go back to that North Dakota State game. They gave up North Dakota State blocked a Sam Houston State punt. They had a kick return and a punt return for a touchdown. I was calling for the special teams coach to be fired, but last week answered the call. Ezard had an 80 yard punt return for a touchdown or something like that.
Well, and one of the teams that South Dakota State faced that had a really good passing offense is the Salukis and Stone Labanowitz.
Yes.
And they really should have won that game.
Definitely.
They threw for 316 passing yards against South Dakota State. And that was in South Dakota State. Now that was a bit of a letdown spot for South Dakota State. We were all over the Salukis and the points there, but man, I don't know. I'm keep going back and forth. I think I'm going to lean Sam Houston State. What are your thoughts, Kramer?
Isn't there an angle here where like there's something battle tested about Sam Houston State? Like sometimes these teams go on these runs, whether you look at the Bucks, even last year, my Giants, any sort of playoff, or of course I'm going to bring it up. Your Eagles, Sean.
Yeah, there you go.
They win games that seem something improbable.
My 69 Jets.
Your 69 Jets.
Nice.
Things come together and they get to the finish line. And by the way, let me take you into the advanced analytics room, Sean. 13 hours and 37 minutes. That's how long it's going to take it to drive from South Dakota down to Frisco. Mm. Meanwhile, my boys over at Sam Houston State. I hope I'm not jinxing them for Go Bearcats. Less than 3 hours away. That definitely matters.
See, yeah. The only thing the Bearcats have going against them is Kramer, of course, being on them. And
that's tough.
I worry where the game could switch is, again, if it's like a torrential downfall, they have trouble throwing the ball, or, and we saw this in the Southern Illinois game, is Gronowski, the quarterback for South Dakota State. If he decides, I got to put the team on my back, I'm just going to run over some dudes. He's hard to tackle. He's just a thick ass quarterback.
Dude, I mean, this run game.
I mean, you do not want to tackle Gronowski.
And this run game has just been so dominant. Gronowski getting 7 yards a carry. He has an 80-yard touchdown on the season.
Yeah. And he's not like Michael Vick. He's like a fullback that can kind of throw the ball. Their passing offense not amazing, but again, they do have Pierre Strong, who I think is going to be a key
factor. Yeah, a key factor
and a big factor in this game.
Yeah, I mean the run game in general, Davis, Strong, and Gronowski, even Meacham after that. But I think the fact, you know, they run a lot of the option read, which really makes you be patient as a defense. So that's going to be the real test. I think they're going to be able to have success on the ground because that opens up their passing game. Then they got the Janky brothers. So and Pierre Strong, second on the team in receptions.
I know the guy's a machine. Kramer, you said you had a prop bet you wanted to hit on.
Oh, well, I mean, you didn't need to set it up. I was going to crowbar it in later, but if you do want to hear about it, there are some props out there. If you look long and hard, for some reason, shout out to those who joined us during the quarantine on the Madden Sims,
but Sim gods.
We learned one thing: odd is sharp. And in the FCS championship game, odd currently sitting at -150.
Love it.
So I can get plus odds on even.
Yeah.
Give me even, baby.
Like what? All right. I understand. Like maybe again, coming back to the game itself, Sean, though, I do think you look at the fact that there is something to getting through. Don't care on the year, North Dakota State and JMU, two perennial powerhouses. They've beaten the two best teams. So to your point, there could be some letdown opportunity, but they've already gone through the two best. Why not hit number three?
No, I know. And that's kind of where I'm going is they've gotten through all this and it just feels like they're going to finish it off. Colby, I just remember we bet on baseball for the afternoon game and totally forgot to watch it. It hasn't started yet. Yeah. We still got time. That's awesome.
I got you covered here with our.
Sean thinks it's later in the day.
Me and Stacking the Money Green have been on fire.
We recorded part of it earlier, part of it later.
Time
it's used to be a flat circle. It's not a flat circle anymore.
Has some ripples in it.
All right. Lock it up for me. Sam Houston State +5.5. Don't be afraid to sprinkle a little on that money line. Hope they bring home the championship to Go Bearcats. Feel free to parlay that with even. Colby, what are you doing? Clean sweep? Are we all Sam Houston State?
I'm taking the only 3 hour drive, not even 3 hours. I think 2 hours and 45 minutes. And Sam Houston State getting 5.5 now. Give me the points. I think South Dakota State gets the win though. Give me a 34-31 final.
So not on the money line.
Yeah.
I like them with the points on the money line, but what I'll throw in there as my lock is Sam Houston State over 10 points in the first half.
Ooh. Okay.
The real lock is taking the over 47 points, guys. I understand the rain is a threat. Right? Maybe that's the rain. But
it's only 10.5 first half points.
10.
Okay, 10. Wow. That's low. And the spread's 47.
12.5 is the South Dakota State first half team total. 10 is the Sam Houston.
Yeah, throw me on that little bit.
And I'll take that too. Yeah.
And 47 as well.
I might take the first half money line too. I think Sam Houston State jumps out to us to a head start. I mean, they know they have to get out in front, right, Colby? Yeah, you agree?
47 is too low, man. You would think even if it's in the rain.
Well, I'm not a totals guy. Yeah. First half totals though. Talk to me.
I'm not going to get, I like the over, but again, my locks are Sam Houston State +5.5, small sprinkle on the money line dog and even lock it up. Yeah. always fade the sharp action on odd.
What is it? Malcolm likes to say the Sam Houston team's a talking horse. Yeah. I like it.
Oh yeah. And make sure you check out our Preakness podcast. We of course nailed the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit. We get into the Preakness with our horse racing expert and host of the MLB a gambling podcast, Malcolm Bam Ford. All right, guys. I think that'll do it for the podcast.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Go Bearcats, go.
Kramer, let it ride.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of an EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.